Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'Zecher, find Rezi B'Hagun, B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah asks, Ketzan Mevatala, how are you going to Mevatal it? With this Hasheira tree that we've been talking about, a tree that serves as Avodah Zarah, how could the non-Jew be Mevatal it, nullify it, and show that it's not Avodah Zarah anymore? So let's take Kirsim. He broke off some dry pieces to be used as like wood chips or toothpicks, Vizerid, or he cut off some branches, not only a makal or sharvet, or he took off a stick or a rod from it, Afilu Aleh, even if he plucked a leaf from it, harezu b'teila, that's mevatalit, because it shows that he doesn't care about the tree as an avodah zarah. If he wanted it to be as avodah zarah, he would never do something like this. He wouldn't cut branches off of it or peel wood chips off. That's not a proper way to treat it, and the fact that he treated it improperly shows that he's mevatalit, it's not avodah zarah anymore. However, let's say shefai letzarcha, asura, if he smoothed it out, he fixed it up and did things for it, for its need to beautify the tree, so it's still asur, but shalai letzarcha mutares, if he did it not for its needs, so then it's mutter, because once again, that shows that he doesn't care about this tree as an avodah zarah anymore. Moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Now we discuss a particular avodah zarah, which is called Markulis. And this avodah is a pretty simple one. It was basically a pyramid of three stones, two stones on the floor and the one on top of them. And the way to serve this avodah zarah was to throw stones at it. So if you see three stones, two on the floor and one on top of another, and then a bunch of stones around it, you would assume that all those were for avodah zarah because the three stones are the Markulis and the stones around it were the ones that were thrown at it. However, what about the following? The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Shalosh Avonim Zu B'Tzad Zu, a guy finds three stones lying on the floor next to each other, and they're b'tzad markulis, near this markulis. Asura is those three stones are asur. Ushtai mutaris, but if it's two stones, is mutter. Why is that? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, there's something called markulis gadol and markulis katan. They would have markulis gadol, which is regular markulis, two stones with one on top, and then four amos away, they would make markulis katan, which was like a mini markulis, and they wouldn't bother putting two stones down and one on top. They would just put three stones next to each other, and they'd even serve this markulis katan by throwing stones at it. Even though you had found three stones lying next to each other, and they're four amos away from this regular markulis, they're still usur because again they're this markulis katan. However, Chamor and Chacham say that no, shaniris imay asurais. If the stones are seen with it, they're usur, which means if they're within four amos of the regular markulis, they're usur. V'shein niris imay mutaris. But if they're not seen with it, meaning they're more than four amos away, they're mutter, because according to the Chachamim, people don't do markulis katan. There's no such a thing like that, and therefore three stones next to each other, four amos away from regular markulis, are not usur and they're perfectly fine. We're gonna stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss markulis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.